Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Ayin Ches. We are holding a daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, 12 lines from the end of the page. Ahu Gavra Dizarek La Gita Lidabitu. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lina Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom. It is also sponsored by the Penstein family in memory of Mayor Penstein, Zichrono Livracha, whose yard site is today. And Hashem Shavan Aliyah, we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today, first we're going to discuss if a get lands on a plank, what are the circumstances where the get would work? If it's her field, if it's his field, how big the plank is, how high the plank is. So we're going to discuss all of those things. That's going to bring us to the two dots on the top of Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to talk about what the Mishnah had said when the get lands on a bed, or the Mishnah spoke about if the get lands in her lap or in a basket. So we're going to elaborate on those cases in the Mishnah, and that's going to lead to a discussion of Kelev Shelokeach Perushus Mocher. The idea that one's Kelim, when they're in someone else's property, can be Kona for you, is subject to a major Machlokes, and we're trying to figure out whether our Mishnah takes a stand on that Machlokes, especially the case of the get landing in her basket. That seems to be exactly the case of Kelev Shelokeach Perushus Mocher. So the Gemara is going to have five explanations of how that might not be the case of Kelev Shelokeach Perushus Mocher. Then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to talk about what if the woman is unaware that she's receiving a get, either unaware because you lied to her, the man said to her, oh, here's a shtar chov, or unaware because she is sleeping. So the Gemara is then going to talk about if the get is given to her eved, so what conditions are needed for such a get to work? Is it better if the eved is sleeping, if the eved is awake? And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about the din of karov la and karov lo, both by a get and by kiddushin and by a milveh, is that there may be such a din called karov, that if these items land karov to her, then it's considered to be transferred, but karov to him, it's not considered to be transferred from one to the other. So the Gemara is going to define what karov means in this context. It probably does not just mean closer to one than to the other. It probably means some sort of direct access or direct connection that one of them has while the other one does not have. So we're going to have a major discussion about karov lo and karov la. Then the Gemara is going to discuss that even though the Mishnah made it sound obvious that the din of karov works for other transactions as well, the Gemara is going to say that it's not so pashut. It could be that the din of karov does not work for other transactions other than a get and perhaps kiddushin. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have additional types of nesinas haget that do not work. If the woman doesn't have, well, first, if the husband has the ability to pull it back, he has a string tied to it, or he just literally a string tied to it, it's got strings tied, he is able to pull it back, or that she's not able to catch it because her hand is positioned in such a way where she can't grasp the get. So we're going to talk about those cases and why they don't work. So we have our work cut out for us. So let's begin 12 lines from the bottom of the page on daf ayin zayin and beis. A guy threw a get to his wife, have a kaima b'chatzer, and the woman was standing in a chatzer. It doesn't say which chatzer, whose chatzer. Azal gita, nafal b'pisla. The get landed on some sort of platform, some sort of plank that's in the chatzer. So I'm Rav Yosef Chazina, and Rav Yosef says, well, we have to see what happened. If that plank, if that platform is 4 amos by 4 amos, so pogle rishus l'nafshei, then it's its own rishus, and therefore it's not batel to the chatzer, and she's not Megureshes v'lo, but if it's less than dalet al dalet amos, chad rishusahi, then it's one rishus with the chatzer, and therefore she will be megureshes. So says Mar, but wait a second, whose chatzer is this? B'mayaskinan ilem b'chatzer dida. If we're talking about that, it's in her chatzer. So kiavra amos mayavi. Why does it matter that it's dalet amos al dalet amos? It's her chatzer. It's her platform. I don't care if the platform is humongous. If it lands there, it's all in her property. So she should be kind of the get. Then she should be Mugureshas. Ella b'chatzer didei. So what, you want to tell me it's his chatzer? Well then, kilavi abramos mehavi. Why, if it's less than dalet amos, would she be megureshes? After all, even if the plank or the platform is buttled to the chatzer, it's not her chatzer, it's his chatzer. So she had no ability to be kona the get. So what exactly is the case over here? So lo tzricha to ushla makom. No, the case must be that the husband had loaned his wife a space within his own chatzer so that get, she could be kona the get through that space. The Ritva writes, not that he was miyached a particular makom in the chatzar to be kona the get, because if that were the case, then even if the pisla is less than dalaram, she's in a magreshes, because he was not miyached her that makom, the makom of the pisla. No, it must be that he's miyached a makom to be kona the get in more generic terms, wherever you want, in this chatzar, to be kona the get. I'm lending you that place to be kona the get. So that's how the Ritva understands. So in such a case, if the get lands on the pisla, so if it's less than dalar al dalar amos, it's part of the chatzer, and he told her she can use the chatzer to be kona the get. But if it's dalar al dalar amos, then it's cholek rishus bifnei atzmo. Then it has its own rishus, and therefore it's not considered part of the chatzer. He only loaned her part of the chatzer to be kona the get, not some separate rishus. The chad makom moshli inchi. We assume his das was to loan her one makom, not to loan her two separate makomos, and therefore she's not going to be megureshes if it lands on that pisla. But still, another qualifier, velo amaran, ella delo gava asara. This idea that if it's less than dalar amos, by dalar amos, that it becomes part of the chatzer and she's megureshes is only if it's very low, if it's less than 10 tefachim high off the ground. Aval gavoa asara, but if it's 10 tefachim high off the ground, aval gav de lo avi arba amos, even if it's less than dalar amos by dalar amos in terms of length and width, it's still considered its own rishus, and she's eino megureshes. Velo amaran, and another qualifier, that if it's less than dalar al dalar amos, and less than 10 tefachim to the ground, we say that she's megureshes, that's only ela de les le shem levai. That's if it's not a chashuv enough platform to have its own separate name. It's just called a platform. It's just called a plank. Avalisle shem levai. But if it has some sort of name to it, meaning it has a certain chashivas to it, then avgav delo gavar asara, avgav delo havi arba amos. Then even if physically it doesn't meet the dimensions of that which we would automatically consider chashuv, if people consider it chashuv by giving it its own name, that makes it a chashuv amakom, and it separates it from the rest of the chatzer. So the only way that it's going to be considered that it's not considered its own separate location, that it's batel to the chatzer, is if it's less than dalar al dalar amos, and it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, and it doesn't have a shem levai. Only if it has those three qualifications do we say, okay, it's just part of the chatzer, and that's what he loaned to her in order to be kona the get. Good, so now we go weiter. The Mishnah had said that if he threw a get in his house or in his chatzer, afilu hu ima bimita, even if it's with her in the bed, she's not megureshes. Amar Rava lo shanu al bimita shalo. That's assuming, says Rava, that it's his bed. Aval bimita shalo megureshes. But even if it's in his house, but it lands in her bed, then she is megureshes. Tanya Rami Yachim Rav Abraisa says exactly like Rava that Rabbi Eliezer Omer b'mita shalo ainu megureshes, b'mita shalo megureshes. And she's only not divorced if it's in his bed, but in her bed, then she is megureshes. So the Gemara is assuming the reason it works when it's in her bed is because Kelev shalokech b'rishos mocher is kona. That here you have the one that's trying to acquire is the isha. It's her kli, it's her bed, in his house, in the rishos of the person who's trying to be makne to her. And that's why it works over here. So says the Gemara, wait a second, ubemita shalom megureshes? So wait a second, we have a big discussion in Maseches Baba Basra about Kelev Shalokeach Bereshus Mocher. A huge machlokas, daf pehei amud beis, in Maseches Baba Basra, kana or not kana, doesn't it work? Here you have a Beferish Mishnah. If the reason, or Beferish Braisa that elaborates on the Mishnah, if you're going to tell me that Bemita Shalos Megureshes, so here we have a Braisa taking a stand, Kelev Shalokeach Bereshus Mocher, it's kona. So what's the whole discussion about Basra? Why don't we just bring an obvious raya from here? What's the shaila whether kelev shalokech bereshus mocher is kona or is not kona? So Rashi writes that the issue is whether it's whether the kli is considered the reshus of the lokech, or do we assume the reshus of the mocher is mevatel the reshus of the kli, and therefore it's all considered the reshus of the mocher? Tosfos in Maseches Baba Basra Daf Pehei sounds like he explains differently, that that the Rishus of the Kli is definitely considered the Rishus of the Mocher. The Gemara is only mistapik, is the Mocher mashil the Makom of the Kli to the Kona. Okay, but either way, it's a discussion in Bava Basra. And over here, it doesn't seem to be a discussion. The Brisa just says it. Rava just says it, that it works. So answers the Gemara, no, really it could be Kel Sholkech Rishus Mocher is not Kona. It does not work. When Rava says, if it's in her bed, it's going to work. It's only talking about where the bed is 10 tefachim high off of the ground, and the avir of a chatzer that's more than 10 tefachim high off the ground is not considered the rishus of the mocher anymore to be mevatel the rishus of the kli that belongs to the lokeach, and that's why the woman is able to be kona. So it's a mita in her chatzer, not roofed, right? If it's a roof, then I think the avir goes all the way up. A mita in the chatzer, in an outdoor chatzer, that's it's lawn furniture or whatever, and it's hers, and it's 10 tefachim high off of the ground, that's when she's kona. So says Gemara, but wait, how is this thing, 10 tefachim high off the ground, and not resting in his rishus? Va'ikam makom kari, it's not like a flying carpet, right? It's got to be resting on something. So what about the fact that the legs of the bed are sitting on his ground? So isn't it, doesn't that make it his rishus? So says Gemara, makom kari lo kapti inchi. Legs of a bed take a very small amount of space, so people are generally not makbid for that amount of space, and since it's 10 tefachim high off the ground, so that's considered to be her rishus, and that's why she's able to be divorced when the get lands on her bed, 10 tefachim high off the ground, in the outdoor chatzer, even though it's his chatzer. So it says in Gemara, yeah, but then we had the next case in the Mishnah, l'tocheka, l'tochkalta megureshes, that if the get lands in her lap, or in her basket, she's megureshes. Now, basket, that's literally a kli, right? So it's her basket in his property. So amai, kelu sholokech b'rishus mocheru. This is exactly the case of kelu sholokech b'rishus mocher, which is subject to a machlokas in Maseches Bava Basra. And here our Mishnah is saying that it works, that the lokeach can be kona b'rishus mocher. Says Gemara, no, five ways that this may not be considered kelu sholokech b'rishus mocher. Number one, Amar Rabbi Dimar Shmuel, Gon Shaisa Kalta Tuluya Ba. It could be that the basket is hanging off her body. It's like a pocketbook, a purse. So since it's tliyaba, the basket is not batel to the rishus of the baal. It's considered to be her rishus. Because just like if you give a get into her hand, even though she may be standing in the rishus of the baal, she's megureshes, because the rishus of the baal is not mevatel her hand, so to any extension of her hand. And a basket that's hanging from her body is considered an extension of her hand. That's how Tosos and the Ritva seem to understand. The Rashbam in Maseches Bava Basra and the Rabbeinu Gershom explain that no, Kalta Tulisaba is Dami Lahagba, Dekona Bakal Makam, that it's like a Kinyan Hagba, that it's not that it's her hand, it's not her hand, it's a Kli, but it's as if she did a Kinyan Hagba because she's lifting the basket. Tulsa says, what do you mean Kinyan Hagba? Hagba is only Kona if you lift it up three Tfachim from the ground. The Gemara never made that qualification. The Gemara never said over here that it has to be lifted three tefachim off of the ground. So that's why a number of the Achronim, the Avnei Nezer, and the Beis Ephraim, and the Chalkas Yoav, they all say that the Rashbam doesn't mean that you're kona behagba. It's just a dimyon bialma. That just like if you're magbia chayfetz b'rishus chavero, you're kona the chayfetz, even though you're in somebody else's rishus. But that hagba is considered that you've removed the object from the other person's rishus. So too, a basket that's hanging on her body, it's not considered to be resting in the rishus of the baal. It's as if it's in her rishus, because a person is cholik rishus b'fnei atzmo. But it really means the same thing, that not a kinyan agba, just that it's part of her body, that it's hanging from her body. V'chein amar Rabbi Elazar, amar Rabbi Yoshaya, gom shayisa kalta tuliyaba. So answer number one of how it could be that by landing in her basket, she's kona, without taking a stand on the issue of kelev shalokech b'rishus mocher. Answer number one is we're talking about where it's hanging from her body, so it's not Rishus Mocher, it's in her own Rishus. Answer number two, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Kshura Afal Bishena Tzliya. It doesn't have to be hanging from her body, it just needs to be attached to her body, meaning it's tied to her. It could be resting on the ground, but as soon as she walks, she's going to be yanking it with a string that that's attached to her. So that's considered to be part of her rishus, and the rishus of the baal is not going to be mivatel in that case. Answer number three, maybe we're talking about Ravad Barava Amar, Gon Shaisa Kaltu Munachasla Bein Yachoseha, that it's not hanging from her body, it's not attached to her body, but she's sitting down and it's right between her thighs, it's between her legs. Because we assume that wherever a woman sits, even if it's in the husband's property, he's mochel the makom yeshiva, where whatever space she takes up when she sits down. So in between her legs is part of the space that she takes up when she sits down. And that's therefore considered her rishus. Answer number four, Rav Mishashi bar Rav Dimi Amar, Gonshay Bailo Mocher Kolossos. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where the husband happens to be a basket seller for a living. That's quite a nukimta, right? We have a whole Mishnah about giving a get, and it lands in the wife's basket, it lands in the wife's handbag or something, and we say, oh, the Mishnah is only talking about if he happens to be, own a handbag company, which is unbelievable, but that's the nukimta. This answer is suggesting. Why does it help? He happens to own a... I was going to give an example of a handbag company that he happens to be Mr. I just don't know any. He happens to be Mr. The T with the thing, right? He happens to be whatever that is. So the Vayn Nafka Mina that he happens to own that. Who cares? So the assumption is that he's not makbid on handbags all over his, on baskets all over his property, because he always has baskets all over his property, because that's his business. So he's not makbid if she has a basket in his property. Normally, Kelev Shalokeach is not kona b'rishus mocher, because you're makbid on things that are in your rishus, and therefore it's all considered part of your rishus. But if you're not makbid on these things, then it's not going to be a problem. That's the way Rashi seems to understand. Many Rishonim say differently, a number of different ways. The Rimigash, Rabbeinu Gershom, and others suggest that we're talking about a case where the woman bought this basket from the husband. So because of that hana'ah that she caused him by buying the basket from him, he's willing to be makna, the makom, where she wants to keep that basket. So it's not just that he happens to sell handbags, it's that he sold his wife a handbag. The Rabbeinu Yonah suggests that it's that the husband wants his wife to keep her own purse in his store, because what happens if he sells out and he doesn't have enough inventory? So he'll know that he'll be able to use his wife's and sell his wife's, and then he'll make it up for, he'll buy her a new one later. So he dafka wants it, and that's why the fact that he sells is useful. The Ritva says that he wants his wife to keep the basket in the store so that people will see that there are a lot of baskets, meaning he wants to make it look like, not that he's going to sell his wife's own personal Caleb, but that people will see that there's a lot there, that he's got a lot of inventory, it will look like it's a fuller store. Okay, whatever the explanation is. Fifth understanding of why our Mishnah is not necessarily taking a stand on Caleb Shalokeach Purushos Mocher, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that even if you understand our Mishnah in the simplest level, that her basket is in the chatzer of the husband, that belongs to the husband, without any of these akimtas, he's not a handbag seller, it's not between her legs, it's not hanging on her body, it's not attached to her body, it still does not, our Mishnah is still not taking a stand on Caleb Shalokeach Purushos Mocher, because Makom Cheka Kanula, Makom Kalta Kanula. Any place she puts her kelim, the husband is makne that makom to her. Amar Rava, my time with Rabbi Yochanan. Why would you assume the husband is being makne to her, the makom where she keeps her basket? Because when you get married, you're not makbid on these little things, on the fact that she has some stuff. So she has some stuff. It's going to be left around the house. It's going to be left around the chatzar, and you don't mind that. These small clay tashmisha that she has, you're not makbid on. As opposed to Caleb Shalokeach Bereshus Mocher, some stranger comes in and he's buying things and he puts his stuff down all over my store. So that I might be makbid about. But when we live together and this is my wife and she moves into my house, so of course she has things. Tanya Namihachi, Zrakul Alatoch Cheka, Alatoch Kalta, Alatoch Kaldavar Shahu Kekalta, Harezim Gereshes. That if he throws it into her lap or into her basket or into anything that's like her basket, so then, meaning any kli that's miyuchad for her use, so then she's mugareshes. So from the fact that the Braisa uses that phrase, kol davar shehu kikalta, so it seems that there's a specific reason by kalta that she's mugareshes. So the Braisa adds that hu adin, anything that's kikalta, whereas the Amoraim that said that she was kona with her kaltas, because we're talking about particular things, you know, that it's hanging on her, it's attached to her, it's between her legs, those are, so then there's no chiddush by a kalta any more than any other basket. So what do you mean kol davar shu kikalta? So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that the reason she's megureshes when it's in her basket is because that's a personal klei tashmisha. It's something that she uses. She has a purse. She has a pocketbook. So he's not going to be makbid on makom. And then we say kol davar that's like that. That's a personal item that she would normally be carrying with her, right? Whatever they define as a personal item when you go on the plane, right? That's considered a personal item that's normal for a woman to be carrying with her. It could be a little bag, a little snack bag that she eats dates from the snack bag. So fine, good, whatever is her own personal item for her personal use. Okay, Vaita now. It says the Mishnah. A guy says, here, take this shtarchov to his wife, and he gives her a piece of paper. Or she finds something behind him, and she takes it, and then Korah, she opens it up in either of these cases, and she reads it, Vareu Gita, and it turns out it's a get. Then it's not a get. It's not the get does not work unless he says to her Hagitech, until he tells her that she's getting divorced with that. As soon as he says it, then she is Mugureshes. The Shilta Giborim quotes a Riaz, but he's got to say it Ba'osamayimit. He can't come back like 2 days later and then say Hagiteich and then expect that the divorce is going to be Chal Lemafrei. And Torah's Gittin, he wonders about that because we're about to say that if he gives her a get while she's sleeping and then she wakes up and he says Hagiteich, that she is Mugureshes. That doesn't sound like it's in the same Maimit. She was sleeping and now it's a couple of hours later and she woke up. But that's what the Piskei Riaz says. So Nasan Biyadavi Yishena, the Mishnah continues, if he puts it in her hand while she's sleeping, Ne'ora, she wakes up, the Korah, and she reads it, Vareu Gita, and it turns out to be her get, then Eno get. Then it's not a valid get, because the woman who's sleeping is not a Bas Gerushin, Achi Yomala, Hagiteich, until he tells her, Hagiteich. Now, why is it that a sleeping woman is not able to be divorced when you give it to her while she's sleeping? I mean, we already discussed that you can give an isha a get bal karcha. Again, not that you're allowed to, but that it works if a get is given bal karcha. So apparently you don't really need her das. So why is it when she's sleeping that the get is not operative, that the get is not valid? So the Rashba writes, because l'fisha ena get shamur biyada, that part of the giving of the get is that it has to be something that she's able to protect, and she can't protect anything while she's sleeping. The Rush says that no, she doesn't need to have das for the gerushin, but she has to be a bas das, and someone who's sleeping doesn't have any das at all. The Rambam in the first part of the gerushin says no, it's a gzeris hakosav that the woman needs to be makabel the get betorah sefer krisos. And if she's sleeping, she was not mekabelit b'torah, sefer krisos, and therefore she's not megureshes. So in the Shitos HaKadmonim, they raise the question that l'chora, there was no nesina over here. So why does it help that afterwards, when she wakes up, you're going to say hagiteich? Isn't that a case of pligiteich me'al gabi karka? That you're not allowed to do that. You need a nesinas aget. So he answers in the name of the Ramah, dekula nesina arichta, that it's one long act of nesina, the placing in her hand, and then saying to her when she wakes up, hagiteich, that's considered one long act of nesina. So the Machna Ephraim just adds that the Rashba and the Ran are l'shitasim, that if you give a get at a time that she's not standing b'tzad chatzera, and then you say hagiteich, that she's mgreshes, even though the nesina rishona would not have worked l'shem gerushin, but afterwards conditions become right for the gerushin to be chal, so that apparently does work. So now, says the Gemara, the case of the Mishnah where she finds the get behind him, she picks it up and she reads it and she sees that it's a get, we said that doesn't work until you say to her hagiteich. So the Gemara assumes that the get, that what this means is the get was just lying on the floor behind him, and that's where she found it. So says Gemara, ki amla hagiteich mai havi, why does it matter that he says to her afterwards hagiteich, havli tligiteich mel gabri karka? Isn't that a violation of a problem of tligiteich mel gabri karka? Vamrav tligiteich mel gabri karka lomer klum. If you just tell a woman take that get from the ground, that's not in the scene, that doesn't work. Now the case is that it was in his clothing, it was in his back pocket, and she pulled it out of his back pocket, or it was in his backpack, and she pulled it out of his backpack, so it was connected to him. Yeah, it may have been connected to him, but he didn't do a mice in the sina if she yanked it out of his back pocket. So no, the case is he's holding a bunch of boxes, it's in his back pocket, so he can't pull it out of his pocket, so he just moves his body toward her and says, here, take this out of my pocket. And she takes it and turns out that it's her get. And that's called the Nesina. I mean, the fact that he moved his body in that direction, that's enough to be called the Nesina. So, Tani Nami Achi, Amala Kinsi Shtarchov Ze Osha Shalafto Mechorev. He says, here, take this Shtarchov, or it's by, he moves his body toward it from behind. Kratuva Reu Kita. And get that Shiomla Hagitech Divir Rebbe. That it's only get if he says Hagitech. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Lol Menu Get at Shiitla Menu Yachsvi Yidan Lov Yomla Hagitech. That you got to do a new Maisa Nesina, this time saying Hagitech. But just the very fact that the Brisa used the example of Shalachto Me'achorev, which is different than what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah says Matsaso Me'achorev, that she found it behind him. So you see what the Mishnah meant by Matsaso Me'achorev is Shalachto Me'achorev, is that he moved his body, and he manipulated his body to move the get toward her. Nisanu biyadu biyishenu ne'er of a karah reu kitei. No get that shiom la hagitech to v'rebi. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer at shiitla no men v'yachsu v'nen elav miyom la hagitech. That just like we have a machlokas in the case of Shalaf to Me'achor, whether you need to do a whole brand new Nesina or it's just good enough to say hagitech, we have the same machlokas if you gave it to her while she's sleeping. So when she wakes up, do you only need to say hagitech, or do you need to say, oh, give me that back and then do a new Nesina again with a hagitech? Same machlokas. Says Gemara, yeah, same machlokas. Why do you need to tell me the same machlokas twice? One in the case of Shalaf to Me'achorev, and the other in the case of sleeping, Utsricha. Diet Marbach Kamaisa, if it only would have told me about the case of Kinsi Shtarchov Zeh, where he just didn't tell her that it was Geti, told her it was a Shtarchov, I would say, by Hikam Rebbe, Mishum Debasa Grushahi. That's where Rebbe says that you don't need to do a whole new Maisa Nesina, because at least she was a Bas Gerishin, she was awake, she was someone, all you were missing was the statement of Hagitech, but you had an able partner in being able to affect this transaction. But if you gave it to her while she was sleeping, where she's not even an able partner in the transaction, Ema Modi Le Reb Shimon, I might think that Rebbe is Modi Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that she's not Mugreshes unless you do a new Maisa Nesina. V'yitmar Bahan, if you only would have told me the case of Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar about a sleeping woman, I would say, Bahakam Reb Shimon ben Elazar. That's where Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar says you need to give it again. Aval Bahach, but maybe in the case of Kinsi Shtar Chavzeh, Ema Modi Le Rebbe, maybe Reb Shimon ben Elazar will agree to Rebbe that you could just say Hagitech. So Tzricha. So that's why it has to tell me the Machlokas in both cases. Amarava, Kasala Getu Nasanu Biyat Avda. What if we change the case? Not that you gave it to her while she was sleeping. You wrote a get and you gave it to her Eved. So Yashin, if he was sleeping, Umishamarto, and she was guarding the Eved, Hareza Get. So in that case, even though the person you handed it to was sleeping, but since she was guarding the person who was sleeping, that's considered a good get because her Eved is considered her Chatzer, and therefore it's kind of the get. But nay, or if the Eved was awake, then ironically, Eino get. Meaning, whereas when you give it to the woman, it only works if she's awake. When you give it to her Eved, it only works if he's sleeping. Because it not only has to be Chatz Mishtameres, it has to be Chatz Mishtameres Mida'ata. So if he's sleeping, he's not able to watch over himself, but she's able to watch over him. It's Chatz Mishtameres Mida'ata. If he's awake, he's watching over himself. So it's not a Chatz Mishtameres Mida'ata. So Yashin Mishamarta Reza get Amai. Says more, but wait. Even if he's sleeping and she's guarding over him, why would that work as a kinyan chatzer? Chatzer ma'alechas he's able to move. The chatzer ma'alechas al kana, and the sugim b'metzia daf test tells us that a chatzer ma'alechas is not able to be kona. V'chitei miyashin shiny. Maybe you're going to tell me, no, when you're sleeping, it's not called the chatzer ma'alechas. V'amar Rava calls you the mahalich lakana miyashiv lakana. But didn't Rava teach us that anytime something has the capability of moving, even if currently it's standing still, that's still considered a chatzer ma'alechas? That the only case that's going to work where you put the get in the Eved's hand is if the Eved is not only sleeping but he's tied down, so he's not able to move. So therefore, it's not a chatzer mahaleches, and that's why she's kona the get. Okay, now new Mishnah says the Mishnah. If the woman is standing in Rosh Hashanah and the husband throws her the get, so karov la mikoreshes. If the get lands karov la, she is divorced. Karov lo, einam agreshes. If it lands karov lo, I'm not translating those words on purpose, then it's einam agreshes. Mechzal mechza, if it's somehow mechzal mechza, it's neither karov lo or karov lo, or it's both karov lo and karov lo, megreshes veinam agreshes. Then it's a suffik get. And that's true not only by get, but v'chein li nekidushin. And also if he gives her he throws her a shtar kidushin, and it's karavla, right? Suffik. V'chein linyin achov, and the same is true when it comes to chov. That amalo bal chova, the malva says to the lova, while they're both standing in a rishas rabin, zrok li chovi, throw me the money that you owe me, uzrokulo, and he throws him the money. But somehow it gets ruined before the malva ever gets his hands on it. So karav l'malva zachal malva. If it got to the point of karav l'malva, then the malva has already been paid back, and therefore the lova has no further obligations. But karav l'lova, if it only got to the point of karav l'lova, then a lova chayiv. And now the money for some reason disappeared, lova is going to have to come up with new money. He still owes the money. Mechzal mechza, if we're not sure, karav lo or karav l'malva or karav l'lova, shneim yachloku. Then we treat it like a suffix, and therefore they have to split it. He's got to pay him back half the money. Say echidami karavla ve echidami karavla. What do these phrases mean? Karavla and karavlo. So amrav arba amos shalah zeu karavla. If it's within her dalet amos, that's called karavla. The chamra masakin that arba amos shal adam are konelo berushas harabim. Any object that's in your dalet amos, the chamra masakin is Kona on your behalf? It's a question over here. There's a machlokas whether Kinyan Dalet Amos works even if the Chamor Masakin, the Gemara Bamitzi has a discussion whether the Chamor Masakin Kinyan Dalet Amos even in Rosh Hasharabim or not. The Rishonim point out it sounds from our Gemara, yes. It sounds from our Mishnah, yes, because we said specifically we're talking about a Rosh Hasharabim. But anyway, so you're Kona with the Dalet Amos. The Rishonim also discuss, yeah, but Kona means that they're divorced, and divorce is a Daraisa then. The Kinyan Dalet Amos is a din midrabanan. So how does a Kinyan midrabanan, how is that poel a divorce that's midaraisa? So a number of the Rishonim suggest that the Chamar Mafkir, the Dalet Amos, Hefker Bezin Hefker, and therefore they're mezaki it to the woman. So it's considered to be her chatzar, her Dalet Amos, her chatzar. So that's the mechanism through which she's kona midaraisa. It's a takano dirabanan that it's hers, but once it's hers, then she's kona midaraisa. Other Rishonim say that it works through Afkas Kiddushin, Afkin Rabbanan Kiddushin Minei, meaning we already learned that the Rabbanan have the right to be Mafkia. To be mafkia kiddushin. Okay, so whatever the mechanism is, but if it's within her dalet amos, she's kona. But Abraham shalo zo karavlo. If it's within his dalet amos, that's called karavlo. Hechidami mechzal mechza. So then, what's the case of mechzal mechza? So Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak konshay shnei and omdin barba amos. That the dalet amos away from each of them overlap, meaning they're standing seven amos apart from each other. So there's one amma of overlap between his dalet amos and her dalet amos, and the get lands there in that one amma. Says Gemara, wait, that's not an area that belongs to both of them. That's an area that belongs to whoever was the first one to their location. Because as soon as you get there, you're kona your dalet amos, then no one else can take that away from you. So why don't we just see which one of them came first? You're going to tell me they came at exactly the same time? It's not possible. One of them came at least a millisecond before the other one, and that's the one that owns that dalet amos. No, we're talking about a case where they are exactly eight amos apart from each other. The get yotze amoshalo la arba amoshala, and the get is on the line, so it's half in within his dalet amos and half within her dalet amos. So frankly, Gemara vaha agid gabe. That's not a suffix. That's not a valid get. You need v'nasan biyada. So as long as he still is attached to it in some way, there's no nasina. Meaning it shouldn't be a suffix. That should be a vadai, not a get. Right? You can't give a get if you're still holding on to half of it. You have to let go. So if it's still half in his rishus, that's not a valid nesina. Elo Rabba Rav Yosef Damit Tarvayu, Hacha B'Shtei Kitei Eid Maskinan. You want to know what the case of Mechza Mechza is? If Karav Lo means within his four amos, Karav Lo means within her four amos, Mechza Mechza means two Eidim are telling us it's within his four amos, and two Eidim are telling us it was within her four amos. Achas Omeris Karov La. One group of Edom says it was Karov La. Achas Omeris Karov La. And the other one says that it was Karov La. So this is all working with the assumption that the words Karov La and Karov La mean within Dalet Amos. So we had to figure out, so then what does Mechzal Mechza mean? So we had three possibilities. Either it meant in the overlap area, but we rejected that. Or it meant that it was on the line, half in his Dalet Amos, half in her Dalet Amos. We rejected that. And then we said, okay, it means that there are two Edom that say it was Karov Lo, and to Eidim that say that it was Karov La. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Karov La Shaninu, afilu mea ama. No, maybe we're mistranslating the words karov la. Karov la might mean even 100 amos away. Karov lo shaninu afilu mea ama, even 100 amos away. Hechidami mechza al mechza. So what then does mechza al mechza mean? If karov just means closer to, even if it's very far away. So amrav shambarab ledim farshim neiv rabbi yochanan hu yachal shomro vihi en yachal shomro zeu karov la. He yachal shomro vihi en yachal shomro zeu karov la. That karov just means ability to watch over it. And it's not about distance at all. It's not even about who it's closer to. It's about who has the ability to watch over it. Shneim yicholin l'shomro, shneim ein yicholin, zel mechsal mechsa. Mechsal mechsa means they're either both able to protect it from their vantage point, from where they're standing, or neither of them is able to protect it from where they're standing. So Amru Rabban Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, they said this teaching in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Shmeid Rabbi Yonah son Hachi, that Rabbi Yonah son explain the Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan, that it all depends on Yachal L'Shomro. So Amar, so Rabbi Yochanan was so pleased to hear that Rabbi Yonasan explained the Mishnah just like him, that he said, Yadin Chavrin Bavlai Lefrushe Kiaitama. I didn't know that our friends in Bavel know how to touch up Mishnah so well that they touch up the Mishnah. Just like I touched up the Mishnah. It's good to know that there's Torah learning in Bavel. So Tani Nami Yachal, we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that Karov means the ability to guard it. Rabbi Lezer Omer Kol Shekarov La Milo, whenever it's closer to him, to her, than to him. Uba Kelev Nutalo, and then a dog comes and takes the get. Eina Mugreshes, she's not Mugreshes. Says Gemara, Eina Mugreshes. What do you mean? If it was Karov La, they're divorced. What, she has to guard to get the rest of her life? If there was a moment that it was Karov La, that should have been good enough. Why does it matter that a dog then subsequently came and take it? It came and took it. Elav hachikamer. No, what the Bryce meant to say is, culture Karov La Milo. V'ilu bak helvim talo hu yachol l'shomro v'yeni yachol l'shomro. I don't care where it physically is located. Even if it's physically closer to her, but she lacks the ability to protect it from a dog, and he has the ability to protect it from a dog. Ainam agreshes, and it's vaday not a get, because that's called karov lo, even though proximity wise it's karov la. So Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinna. So Shmuel said Rav Yehuda, a sharp one. When it says in the Mishnah karov la, it means kedesha tashuach v'titlanu. A different interpretation, a third interpretation. Karov la means close enough that she could just bend down and pick it up. V'atlo tavaruvda admati kitul liyada. But still, I wouldn't be comfortable unless you put the get mamish in her hand. Amar Mordechai Ravashi havuvda achi v'tzurcha chalitza. There was a maisa where a husband threw a get to his wife. It was karov enough that she could bend down and pick it up, and then the husband died a second later without any children, and we required chalitza, meaning we're makbid that it should dafka be put in her hand. That's what we do halacha lemaisa. We dafka put it in the woman's hand. So we had three definitions of what karov la meant. One definition was within dalet amos. Second definition was the ability to be shomer, and third definition is that's close enough that you can just literally bend down and pick it up. So the Mishnah said b'chein le'inyan kiddushin, that this whole din of karov la applies to Kiddushin as well. Amrav Asya Amrav Yochanan, the Gittin Amrav Lolo Davar Acher. That this is only a din by Gittin, it's not a din by anything else. Eisver Rav Asya, V'chaylin Kiddushin. But it says V'chaylin Kiddushin in our Mishnah. How do you say it's not by anything else? No, Shani Yasim Dukhsiv Yatsav Aysa. We mean it's only for Gittin and Kiddushin, because Gittin and Kiddushin always have the same dinim because of the Hekesh of Yatsav V'haysa. So Eisver V'chaylin Achov, but the Mishnah also said it works by Achov. Zrokli Chovi Zrokalo, Karov Lamalva. And it gets lost before it gets so zacha alove. So the love becomes potter from a schov. Karv lalove, if it already was karv lalove, alove chayiv. I mean, if it was still karv lalove, the love is still going to be chayiv. Mechzal mechzal shneim yachloku. So you see the same din by a chov. It's not only by gittin and kiddushin. So that's the Gemara. No, hacha mayaskin. And when it says v'chein linyan a chov, that's talking about da'amrle zrok li chov viviti potter. That's where the malva tells the love, throw me my payment and I'll be mochel the chov. So as soon as he threw the money, Karov lo, even though he didn't get his hands on it, he's mochel. Well, if he says he's mochel, so what's the chiddush? So letzricha damli zrok lichovi b'toras gittin. He says, throw it to me in a way that would work for gittin. So the Tana is telling us that if it comes to a place that if a baal would throw a get to his wife in such a way, she'd be mugreshes. So that's exactly what it would take for this person to be potter from his chov. Well, v'achati me'al meimra. What's the chiddush of that? That's obvious. That's the condition that he made, that I'll be mochel if you throw me my chov in a way that would work for a get. So Matziyamalei Meshata Nibach Kamashmalan. I might have thought that the guy would say, "No, I was just messing around with you." So Kamashmalan, he wasn't messing around. That we take that very seriously. Amar of Chesed Get Biyado Meshich Biyado Miyachal Natko Laviu Etzlein Megreshes Vim Lav Megreshes. If she's holding on the get, but it's tied to a string, and he's got the string in his hand. If he could still yank it back, so then she's not divorced. But if he's not able to yank it back, then she is divorced. My time would be in krisus v'leka. You don't have a sense of krisus if he's still able to pull it back. Amr Abidai, so yada asuya ki katafres, that if her hand is slanted in a downward way, uzrakula, and you throw her the get, alvbi shegia get liyada in mgreshes, even though it landed on her hand, she's not mgreshes. Amaya ki nafil bar ramos di da kanafil, but wait a second, even if it landed within her dalet amos. Bidalonach, we're talking about it didn't land on the ground. Vitigarsh mea virida arbamos, shouldn't she be divorced from the airspace of dalet amos? Tifsho, tabayi rab lazar, arbamos amru, yesh lenav. From the fact that she's not divorced, shouldn't this answer the age-old shaila whether the avir of Dalet Amos is kona, and we should say that it's not. She's standing over a river. That if it was not going to land in her hand, it was going to go straight li'ibud, and therefore she's not kona the get. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph.